Hey, Chanel.
Yep. I thought Jane was on tonight.
No. Jane?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm glad you've come, because this is as far as I can get. Because you've
What?
just got my other keys.
Did you say heating was on?
Yeah, I just put it on. The next time I take a delivery,
Yeah.
if there's no fucking cellar key, it's stopping outside on the promenade. I am not lugging it up these pissing stairs again.
Well, who had the cellar key? Oh, you had it because it's cleaning the light. Yeah, right.
Remember that?
Friday. This lot.
Why are all the lights out?
Because they haven't put the bulbs back in.
Brilliant.
And you've got a shotgun from last night, so I'm not doing it.
Why didn't you just leave it in the inside the front foyer?
What, on Friday?
Yeah.
And
oh, God.
And stop till opening
yeah,
time
so
at 8.
They were still here. Well, when did Huey turn up? He was meant to be here at 1 o'clock, 1:30.
He turned up at my front door at 4:30.
Well, I've actually got a spare cellar key. I mean, irrelevant, but no, Jean's got one as well.
Jeff Mick having a problem with transport, so I rang ABA Disco shouting and screaming at Alistair about if I sit here any longer, you're gonna have to chip me off, I'm frozen. Granada hadn't got any change. I've got 10 quid worth of bits and pieces, that's all I could get.
Well, haven't we got any from last night?
Very little. I took £85 to get change.
Well, yeah, £2.50, very little.
£12.50. I've got a tenner's up in here. In all sorts.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the shop and changing a note every time for the change.
Oh, come on, well, if Huey gets here, I suppose we can try.
What about being ringing on at the Royal? And I'll arm it down and get it.
Yeah.
Ken's not coming until 10:30. I said it was alright. He's got a family, works, party thing. He's got to show his face out.
Right.
So I said, well, please make sure you're in before you have to go up on the bus. And he said he would. Because he's only spun about for the first hour anyway.
That's true. What's Anne's number at the Royal? Do you know it offhand? No, it's not in the book, I don't think.
Isn't it?
Jean will be here, won't she? She's at the
conference, is cancelled.
No, yeah, no, she's at the. No, Anne's at the sportsman's dinner as well. It's the Northwest.
Well, won't there be Charlie or Bob will be in, surely?
I think Rob's gone with her. Charlie be in, but I don't get on with him. I wonder when Huey's going to wander in.
Royal, lots of them. Carlisle, Kirby Lonsdale,
Morecambe, Marine Road, 257.
It's not the one I've got. Well, that's probably the
no. 257 Marine Road. Does that sound?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 410861.
Mm. Charlie?
Charlie's barman, he comes in here.
Is he the guy with the tash? Is he Rob's brother?
I don't know if he's his brother or not. Yeah, he's the older of the two.
He's the landlord, I mean, he's the licensee with
no,
Rob. There's
Rob's
two of them. No, there's two of them.
Yeah,
Rob and some the other guy.
Charlie,
is it?
They usually say ring after one, so I rang at 1:30 and they dented all the machines and everything. Presumably the security guard. You'll need that downstairs tonight.
What?
It's fucking cold down there. Believe me, it's cold down there.
Look, get cups of tea coming down every half hour.
Got any milk? Got any tea?
I can run home and get some.
No, you can't, because Ken's not coming in till 10:30.
Eh? Time.
Yeah, it was 5:00 this morning when we got out of here.
Was it?
What for now? Why this time?
It's dripping down. They brought the big bloody amps back last night, didn't they?
Yeah, but it's only about 3:30 the week before.
Yeah, that was the little amp. Yeah, the big amps back. There's just 10 pound in there and all sorts.
What do we like to stock?
We need pills.
She never said that today.
Well, what we got delivered yesterday was all we had, apart from a few bottles.
Yeah, I know that.
And it was a 400-500.
No. Because I brought 3 crates of pills the day before, for Thursday.
Were they in the cellar?
No, they were. Oh, no, we brought them up and put them on the shelf.
Oh, well, everything's up.
Is everything up out of the cellar?
Hewitt,
have we got anything in the cellar?
Samson's all right.
Well, then we can check.
Could you change that?
What is it?
It's a gyro.
Well, yeah, I can at some
stage. Well, it's that little lad that hangs around with Chris's.
Chris is looking for you.
Yeah, he's just been up.
What is it?
It's a gyro for £79.
Well, I can't at the moment, can I?
No, obviously, so.
Yeah.
4.5 cases of pills.
Yeah, well hang on a
sure
second.
Before,
hang on a sec. Yeah, before we do that, do you think we'll be able to get any change from what?
Yeah, do you want to go down the street?
Yeah, I mean.
I said to Laura last night, we'll be someone.
Yeah, well, no,
Terry. That's the problem.
Terry took.
Well, what's that?
That's the office key.
Terry took.
Oh, that's Jane's office key.
Terry took some money, but she couldn't get any. Change. Can you just stick that in the till, Terry, can you?
Yeah,
I'll come down with you. What have you got here?
75.
Oh,
85 altogether.
Basically we need pounds and
everything. 50s. Everything. We've got plenty of copper, don't
we? We were absolutely stuck. We hadn't even.
We were
like
giving
them
30 or 40p in copper.
That's all we could do.
I've got Jean's office key now. Oh, and Jean's front door key.
It's
my
cupboard
key. It's the office in the front door that are Jean's then.
75.
I'll get some of the arcade as well if you
hurry up. 75 is not enough, is it?
Well, that's what they gave me.
We'll get some on the front door, see the first thing we're.
Well, I need 30 for the front door, don't I?
Right, if we hurry, you might as well bring it down and I'll see if we can get some of the arcade as well.
Right.
I'll get these sorted out.
Yeah. Get Terry, get security to give you a hand, get the shutters open, at least then you're ready. Hewitt?
Yeah.
So, last night was reasonably busy, was it?
Oh, fucking good night, a great atmosphere,
though. Was it? Yeah, G said there was about 200. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Gene said there was about 200 in or something.
Well, Ken said 350, but there was no way there was 350. They reckon it was about 190.
I mean, he gave 50 comps away.
Yeah. He still never had the West End look where all the, you know, the Charlton man never had any of that look on there. None of them anyway. Where's he at?
Where's he gone? It's going to be, 11, sort of 11 o'clock-ish before I'm going to have him on. Yeah, do you want to just see if there's anything in there? Then? Oh, yeah. No, I don't think there is, but... five cases of...
No, there can't be anything there because Terry said she brought it all upstairs as soon as the brewery brought it yesterday.
Wait on, can we bring everything up?
I brought a barrel of lager from downstairs and there, that's all that we had. Yeah, Terry said all the stuff had to be carried upstairs.
Yeah. Cans of pills? Just about four or five cases. It probably will actually. I mean, we only go through eight normally on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we saw the lot last night.
Wait, have we got any red stripes?
Not a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, we've got some red stripes, but we're a couple of cases or something.
I don't know, I'm not sure about it. Terry said she was doing the stuff, that's why I left her
too. Where are we going?
Well, downstairs, for the arcade, we said. Hopefully it'll still be open.
What's the 10 at the moment? 10 to 10?
I think it's 10 at the moment.
So we need pound coins, 50s.
You'll need 40 pound coins.
We need 40 of pounds.
Well, that's a...
We need 20 of...
50s.
Yeah, we do. 10 for the front door, 10 for the till. That's 60, and 15 quid of tens. And you've got copper we can use for 5p's, haven't we?
Yeah.
Actually, if we can get any more, I've got another 20 quid. Is it open?
Five,
yeah.
40 for pound coins.
Yeah.
20 and 50s. And the rest
of
the
10s. Yeah.
Or
20s.
I'll get
20s
and
10s,
I
forget. Well, yeah, it doesn't really matter,
does it? Oh, we're fucking stuck. 30 quid and 10 stuff. I might get 40 coins at the Empire, Paul. He's speaking to me.
Well,
you give me some a couple of months ago.
Well, he wants me.
He's short himself. What's that?
He wants to do me a favour anyway, Paul, so he might, you know what I mean, if you just say
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I mean, for us, he will.
Peter's alright, he'll cash you. I've got 30 inch. Oh, Jesus. Oh, 75, you give me the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I'd give him a 5 inch.
No, she's at this. follow him across the beach. Yeah.
Oh, right, I'm done. Afterwards.
Yeah. What do we want? Well,
I've got 45 now. We want pawn coins and.
What are we doing there?
I don't really know what he's giving you. Give us a lot of tens. Like, they'll do you instead of 50 at the front door. You just get them a pint.
Yeah. I'll soon get some 50s back. I mean, it just needs some early on, that's all.
Yeah, 20. Well, a bag of 20.
Where's the best way? Just down straight.
Yeah.
Half 10, did you say?
10.
Yeah.
There's only 13 kills in Red Stripe left. 4.5 cases in the pool.
So that's 25 cases.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some firms do or something on a Friday right. That he's got should make an appearance at or something.
Well,
I mean nothing happens to.
No, you say well that's like up to half ten really you don't need anybody in there.
Well it's just when it's basically going for the bus, isn't it? Yeah.
Like you get the
odd strangling like them taking it up. Yeah. Great they were sat there with the the canter.
Well, when I saw him coming door at this end, and I thought, oh, I'll follow him, see if they've gone back out. And they were sat on the floor, well, they must have been behind the back.
Yeah.
And I looked. Yeah. They
bailed, I know. Oh, yeah. Well, one of them went to the toilet or something and left an open full can there, and Huey just picked it up. Oh, thank you.
He said, hey, you can't do that.
Yeah.
No,
I think it was just over 200, I don't think it was.
I'd say it was about 350.
Yeah. I think she's getting carried away a bit.
Probably.
She's probably trying to impress on us how hard she worked. I didn't think it was your type of music.
This isn't really. Isn't it? I can stand this better than that one. Yeah.
Why? What is your type of music?
Status Quo, Genesis, Flagelman, then a bit of Motown only. Some of this isn't bad. to get used to it.
Better than Thursday night when Mick's doing it, when he's doing his sort of thrash metal for an hour and a half solid. Mm. Bit heavy going. I sound like my mum and dad though when I'm criticising it, you know. All sounds the same, it's just a noise. You can't hear the words. You sound like your mum and dad criticising the music in the 60s and 70s.
90% of recording charts today, they've no words anyway, haven't they? It's all music.
No, that's right. So, it's not even that, is it? It's all computerised. Yeah. It's, you know, it's just electrical effects, really.
Would you let Dawn's brother in tonight?
If I knew who the hell Dawn's
brother
was.
Well, I told him to say.
He's late.
He was going to get his glasses and run away.
Have you got some change?
But nobody else.
Yeah, a bit. My hero, shut up.
Rock and roll. Your hero.
Yui?
Yeah?
How are we off for Newquay?
We've got loads, we never sold
any of that. Oh. Right, okay. So what time are you coming next week?
Jeans impress again this week, yeah? In season.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to leave her alone, I think.
See, she sounds like a right wimp, though. My anguish, my life shattered, so to say. Well, the last thing I'll do, I'll get Mr.
Take him
out
back out.
Yeah.
Redevelopment starts in autumn.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's well, it's not exactly bluff, but it's a case of what they hope will happen. Really. I mean, I don't think sort of the suspended thing. But I mean, they're just all this. They just want an apology from Pearson. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't possibly. You know, because they can't accuse just Gene of corruption. They've got to accuse the Development Corporation of corruption as well. You know, because you can't be corrupt just on one person. You've got to have two people playing. To, you know, so that to you know, and as said, you know, we don't need to bribe anybody to come into Morecambe.
No.
I mean, you know, nobody else would come in. I mean, that's the point. You know,
nobody wants to come here and spend money, do they?
No. I think it affected last week because the Friday night was well down. I mean, there was only about 90 to 100 people in last Friday. I think it was all the speculation in the press that we'd sold the premises that it sort of gave the impression that perhaps might be on. You know, some people might not think we were open either.
Well, that's what a lot said on Saturday. They didn't think they'd be open, when they come to see, you know, Friday was open, of course.
And if you're coming through from Lancaster, you know, it's a fair old dragging it after the pubs are closed on the off chance. I mean, because if you get here, what the hell do you do? It's not as if you've got an alternative, is it?
No.
You know, if you're going to come here, you're not the kind, on a Saturday night, you're not the kind of clientele that's going to go to the Empire or Crystal Tees or anything. So you've got to trip all the way back into Lancaster to go to the Alex.
Mm-hmm. like putting a bus on was proof that he was open, like he's put a bus on all night.
How do?
Oh, hello, Mark.
Must be cold, he's got his gloves off.
Bloody freezing up there.
Is the heat? Are we sure the heating's on?
Terry turned it on.
I know, I just wonder sometimes why Terry turning things on.
Last cold.
Last time she put the ventilation on instead. Can you just hang about here and I'll just go and check? But it blasted cold air out for an hour. Anyway, you're a southerner, Mark. Well, you're a blooming big girl, you can't stand the cold. There's people up there in their underpants.
Well, I won't be due to the climate. Am I right in thinking that we're having some new speakers?
Yes. Why? Well, what we're doing is putting the we're putting the tannoy system back.
Right.
Into operation. Well, you know the original system that was in there, the four speakers around the dance floor and the two big bass bins. Get them speakers.
Because they kept blowing up before, they didn't know those, if I remember rightly.
Well, yeah, but it was only really, we had those soul DJs in that were blowing them, that was the problem. And they shouldn't blow.
Sort of mild-mannered rock DJs can look after the speakers.
True. I hear you were at the Empire the other night.
I was indeed, yes. Just sniffing about, you know, see what's going on.
How many were in?
400 or so.
It's not bad, is it?
Wednesday night. So I thought I was quite impressed. I thought, you know, be doing something right. He's bussing them down from campus.
How much is it to get in?
£1. Cheap drinks.
Yeah, but I mean, it's £1 a pint or something, isn't it?
Yeah, £1 a pint for line and £1.20 for pills. That's...
I mean, so they're still making a reasonable markup on that.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not a reasonable markup. You're still making money on the drinks. It's not as if you like selling them cost and making a few pence on each trip.
I was quite surprised. I've never set foot in the place before. Since that time we went round, before it was open.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. So I've got my band playing down there in a couple of weeks. You know, Lion Birds.
Oh, your lads.
Yeah, that's the, you know, band on that night line just caught the last of it.
Was that the one that had some problems with the rugby club?
Yeah, they were standing in the front of them going... I don't think they were very amused.
Is it a band or a rugby club?
Well, both, by all accounts. I don't know, the usual pissed up wanker bit, you know, that rugby players tend to do.
Yes.
They're only small lads, you know, sort of playing guitars and stuff. I don't think they were going to say anything.
Because there's only a couple of, they only had a couple of security on, didn't they?
Oh, yeah,
I know. Yeah. Nigel was saying that they only had a couple of, you know, because...
Well, it's hard to tell, the manager's a bouncer, isn't he?
Paul, he used to be a bouncer, yeah.
Oh, that's where I'd seen him before, yeah. I couldn't work out where I'd seen him.
He was here from the very first, because he worked for Hills, you know, that sort of gangster crew from Blackpool. He was there sort of, they had a few clubs and pubs in this area at the time.
just a sort of head of their team. Trouble shot around various establishments. And he went solo. He got he was doing a regular thing up at Ocean Edge, I think, somewhere. Yeah. Ocean Edge. So he sort of went on his own and then went back into building and decorating, and then when the Empire opened, he started there from New York. But now he's sort of seems to be running the damn place. Because the licensee's been made redundant now, hasn't he? Oh, you don't know it, you won't know it. So Mark, this guy called Mark, so Paul's taking over that now, so I mean,
Yeah, well, I was trying to get a night down there DJing as well.
I was told you had got one.
Hmm?
I was told you'd got one or two.
Yeah.
In fact, I was told you'd got two nights.
That was nice to know, wasn't it?
Well, it was from the Radio Lancashire, Nigel Midgley.
Oh, see. Well, fair enough. No, I mean, I was talking to this
more concerned to Pathé News.
Yeah. Entertainment's manager,
yeah.
Sort of DJs every night, and he's just sort of been doing this job for a week.
He booked a load of bands, hasn't he?
Hmm.
What do you think? I'm a little bit out of touch on that.
Well, he did two Unlimited, Rosal, and all this sort of, these sort of actually PA jobs, sing a couple of songs and over a backing tape, and that's it. I don't know, I've never actually been in a place where they've done that sort of thing, really.
Yeah.
Two Unlimited's the first one, I think.
Two Unlimited ought to do all right. If it's going to do all right, then that ought to do really well. But he's getting a bit carried away. I mean, he was talking to Nigel about doing the levelers in the tent. You know, that'll put, we can put 4,500 people in for that.
Well, yeah, he was also
700 in the Sugar House, maybe.
Well, they're playing Guildhall, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's different between playing Guildhall and filling Guildhall.
True. I don't know, they're damn popular, I'm telling you. I mean,
yeah, I know.
They're probably
one of the
best selling albums of last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought. I mean,
it wouldn't do 4,000.
I mean, I would have thought that for Morecambe, they're probably looking at like 1,000, 1,100 people, if you know, it'd be a good one. I would have thought.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of trying to sort of like put in the door a bit, so you see if I can sort of like.
Go on.
And this guy's been thinking a while. You know what he's doing, really, so.
Yeah.
Sort of, well, a couple of nights DJing will do me for a start.
Who's doing the Wednesday night then?
Well, he's doing it. Well, I wouldn't mind doing the Wednesday, actually, because I can do that sort of student-y disco, isn't it? So. Yeah. And I have to get to work on Thursday, so that always helps. So likewise for Saturday nights, I have to get up in the morning.
Yeah, what is it on Wednesday? Is it 10 till 2 or 9 till 2 or 10? What do you do, a bus shuttle?
I think so. I think I had two buses on this week, so I'm going to go back if there's any more.
How many students are out in Morecambe now? Must be a fair number.
I've no idea, to be honest. It's not as many as it used to be.
No. I mean, when I came here, virtually half the population was out. I mean, there was nearly 1,000 people out in Morecambe. Considering the uni was then only about 2,800 strong. But there's quite a lot of developments in Lancaster now for student residents, flats, and there's all that stuff around Stories, White Cross area.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. That's part of St Martin's College, really, isn't it?
Some of it is. I thought some of it was the uni. But, I mean, if the uni goes to 10,000 in what was it scheduled for, about 95, 96? Quite quick,
yeah.
Very quick, really. I mean, it's 5,000 now? So, I mean, you're talking.
Six.
You're talking about doubling in size, basically, aren't you, in for the next 3 years?
Mm.
She's going so.
rail car off to get an extension.
Like sardines now, isn't it?
Yeah. I know, it's unpleasant, isn't it?
It's always been popular on Exchange, hasn't it? Mm. It's about the only pub that is.
Barry's doing alright now.
Is it?
He's sort of got a student in there. A new landlord's been there about 12 months, I think. It's always packed out with students these days.
What's he got, some student bar staff or something? Mind you, it's convenient for the sugar house, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought the tramway, the Yorkshire and the Priory were always going to do quite well at the sugar house, but in actual fact, it was only really the Yorkshire House did anything directly out of it.
Well, because Carr went in. Well, it was like a crotty little pub there, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, but it should have done all right.
Yeah.
What's that?
But he's sort of a young sort of landlord, you know, he's into his real ale and he gets his guest beers and all this sort of thing. He's got a better jukebox. And sort of
what are we talking about? The Priory now? Yeah. And there's that free house, but that's quite small, isn't it? Just along the.
Oh, that place, yeah.
Lord Nelson or whatever it's
Lord
called.
Ashton.
Lord Ashton.
What
used to be the station, isn't it?
It's only as big as a bloody outside toilet in there, though, isn't it?
Well, tiny. It's not. Have you been in since they did it up?
Once, yeah.
I mean, it's bigger now than when it was before. I mean, before it was all. I remember when they stuck a pool table in there and it was pretty dreadful. We went down and played pool once night. Two pool teams in there and you couldn't move in the place.
Yeah, I remember that actually. I played there once before it was done up.
Yeah.
Well,
Louise has
got that,
hasn't he?
You
have
shit
in there.
Might be an
idea, DJ. Not that there's anybody here. There is, there's two punters.
No, sitting in the corridor.
Well, that's because the records are crap. You should have a what?
Ship, down Queen Street.
Oh, yeah. He's a funny old guy. I went in and talking to him. I didn't know him from the walk on, you know. He's been talking to him one night. I mean, he doesn't have a consistent opening or anything. He opens when he fancies, don't you?
About
7, 8 o'clock at night. And yeah, that's right. It's one day he doesn't open.
I went through on Sunday. I thought, well, the meal.
Ken?
Yeah?
You coming back down?
Yeah.
Can you bring me a pint of lime and lemon with some lots of ice?
Yeah, of course,
guys. Cheers, thanks.
I was going to go in for a Sunday dinner once. I've
got a
shot. Get out of my dinner.
What, in the Lord Ashton? Does it? No, it does nails, doesn't it?
It does nails.
What the life of you?
I've never been in, I was just going to try it. Somewhat different.
There's
not a sports quiz coming off soon. I'm thinking about going in for it. Me and a couple of others. Want to try it once.
He did have, when he opened, of course, he was one of the few houses to have Lancaster that had bodies, didn't he? Had bodies on the bar.
Still got bodies.
Yeah, I know, but like everybody's got bodies now. Now Whitbread's taken them over, banging them in everywhere, aren't they? I mean, they're only used to be like the plough and the bath and the new inn, isn't it, really? And now every pub's got it on there. And it's not as nice a pint as now Whitbread's have taken over. Half a pint.
Do you reckon Lancastrians have got a good pint of bodies?
The one on Lancaster Road?
No, the one back at the police station. Lankies now.
Lankies, yeah.
They've got a good pint of bodies.
Right.
That's from work,
that's
what I'm saying.
God, I haven't been in there for years. I remember when it was the Lancaster,
yeah.
Used to have a disco upstairs, one of the first pubs in Manchester to have a disco. It was a regular part of the pub.
Well, Lancers.
Yeah. Or Lancastrians, yeah. It would then was. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, actually. Well, maybe I should ask Jean, I don't know.
Who?
March. Oh, yes.
No, ask me, because she won't be around then.
Right.
What?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Wedding. Private until 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't want a buffet or anything, just like that. Just sort of.
Yeah, fine.
Get them down at whatever, 9 o'clock or whatever they want to time start.
Yeah.
And they're all the same sort of pampers anyway, yeah. Sort of.
Well, I mean, are you playing records from beforehand?
Mm.
As long as they know that it might change slightly after 11.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it's not old, it's not the sort of folks and everything, it's just all sort of mates and stuff like that.
Fine. If you want to do it, half eight or whatever till 11 or right. No problem. How many are you talking?
I don't know yet. A couple of hundred maybe. Probably less.
I was going to say, I've heard these before.
Well, they're looking for somewhere to have it.
I've given out 300.
That's what reminded me.
Sit around with 20 people.
The Lank is one of the places they were thinking of upstairs, you see, for it. But the chances are nobody want to go till after the pubs anyway, with these dudes, so, because it's not actually. And they're having a sort of reception after the wedding for everyone in the family. It's like a night do, you know. Mm. But, well, amazing.
When's the wedding and when's the reception?
Well, it's all on the same day.
I realised it was on the same day.
No, it's Saturday the.
No, time. What time are they?
No,
is there a gap? I mean, how big is the gap between like the reception and the party? Anything?
I'm not clear.
I mean, are they likely to run into one another? Are people likely to stay in one? And
oh, no, I don't think so. I think it's a morning wedding and then a sort of midday reception. Torres owned bloody gas thing, something ridiculous. Married in Torres home, reception in Goldgate.
Oh, Goldgate. What?
Night doing in Morecambe. Anyway, I mean, it's just that, I mean, it might not happen. It was just like, I said, well, I'll probably be alright if they want to do it, because they wanted me to do the disco, you see. Yeah. And I said, well, I'm working that night. And I said, well, how about,
Who is it? People, not that I'm
not
to know, I mean, what is it?
Well, they've been here before, they're sort of like, I don't know them very well. The last used to live in my house.
I've been in here and they still want you to do the disc.
Top man, mate, top man.
Hey, I tell you what, last Saturday, I had Alistair singing your praises.
Alistair who?
Alistair as in loony psychopath Alistair.
Right. Why is that then?
Well, we were talking about the rave and what was wrong with it, and he was saying basically it was. They got four DJs who were all techno, and they were like brilliant. He said, you know, brilliant. You won't get better techno DJs, he said, outside London, and then even then they're going to be pushing it. I mean, they're all their own mixes. They do all their own mixes and everything. Mm. And the scratching guy said he's the best he's ever heard anywhere. He said, but it's the same all night long, you know. And I said, well, I know nothing about that kind of music, but that's the impression I got. I was just stood behind the bar thinking, about last Friday. Thinking, yeah, this is just very samey. Just sounds really samey. So, cheers then. So he said, it's like, you know, it's like if Mark played, you know, thrash all night long on Saturday night, you're going to have 50 or 60 people who think it's wonderful, but you're never going to get more than 50 or 60 people. So he was taking it over a couple of weeks. Anyway.
Alright.
Cheers, Ken. Thanks. Cutting along. Story short. He was saying how good you were. He said, because we were talking about DJs in general and how it's basically a performing art as much as anything else, you know, you've still got to react to your audience and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And he was
well, he was
saying he taught him everything he knows. I thought, this isn't the same Alistair that I know and love. He was saying how he used to stand awestruck in the sugar house and listen to you all night long and learnt all the tricks of the trade. I thought Mark in the sugar house, he was pissed most of the time in the sugar house.
That was Mrs. E, wasn't it, when I gave him a job there.
And anyway, you ought to try. You ought to try to tell him the student executive.
Yeah, well, he is getting a bit.
No, but I mean, this was like midday on a Saturday. It was no adrenaline buzzing. No. Well, he doesn't drink anymore, but.
Smoking as well, isn't
it? He was actually reasonably pleasant. Except when he went off into flights of fantasy about battling up and down motorways in cars. Sorting out drug dealers the length and breadth of the British Isles.
Fucking Robin Hood. The Scottish version.
Yes, Rob Roy.
Yeah, well, I mean, the 100 quid he owes me anyway.
What's that for?
Records.
Yeah. Oh, and
he bought himself a BMW, but he can't pay his record bill.
Ooh, sounds like trouble. Does Trevor still buy? What's that with Brooks?
Dunno, it's got a new mix of it. Right? I know that.
It's what?
It's still open.
Oh yeah. I know. I just wonder what's... last I heard, the receiver was trying to pull it into the collapse, but...
I thought it did quite well. I thought it was one of the clubs around here.
Well, it's the only club in Lancaster. That's the problem.
Seems to have people running into it, right?
I mean, the Sugar House is a student place, it always will be. And
it is crap.
What, Brooks?
Brooks. There's a town nightclub to go.
There's no alternative, is there?